Chapter 6. Apply Divine Healing Hand to Heal Animals and Nature. Many families have pets. When I came from China to North America, I realized more and more that many people treat their pets like a family member. I very often hear them call their dog or cat their son, daughter, or baby. They think of themselves as the mother or father. Healing animals. When their animals are sick, people take great care of them. People love animals. Animals bring happiness, harmony, companionship, and health to the family. I saw a Chinese television news program where a renowned movie star had a blood clot in one of his legs. He had an operation, and 2 years later, another artery was blocked in the same leg. He has difficulty walking and had many other sicknesses. A friend of this movie star gave him a dog. Every day, the movie star had to walk the dog. As he did, he realized his ability to walk got better and better. Many of his health conditions improved. He said that walking his dog transformed his health and life. This story clearly shows one of the benefits of having a pet. Now let me lead everyone to offer soul healing to heal animals. First, I will offer major permanent divine treasures to heal you, your loved ones, and your beloved pets. Prepare. Divine order, divine the purple light ball and the purple liquid spring of divine balance of soul, heart, mind, and body, soul, mind, body, transplants. Transmission. Congratulations. You are very blessed. Humanity is very blessed. Your pets are very blessed. Let me lead you in a practice to apply the divine treasures you have just received to bless your pets. Apply the four power techniques. Body power. Sit up straight. Close your eyes. Place the tip of your tongue gently against the roof of your mouth. Put your hand in a soul-led era prayer position. Soul power. Say hello. Dear soul mind body of, give the name of pet. Dear soul mind body of, give the name of the system, organ, or condition that needs healing within the pet. I love you. Dear soul mind body of divine purple light ball and the purple liquid spring of divine balance of soul, heart, mind, and body, soul mind body transplant. I love you. You have the power to heal. Give the name of pet, also the system, organ, or condition for which you are requesting soul healing blessings. I am very grateful. Thank you. Mind power. Visualize the purple light radiating in your pet. Sound the power. Chant silently or aloud. Divine the purple light ball and the purple liquid spring of divine balance of soul, heart, mind, and body. Soul, mind, and body transplant, heal, and rejuvenate my pet. Thank you. Divine the purple light ball and the purple liquid spring of divine balance of soul, heart, mind, and body. Soul, mind, and body transplant, heal, and rejuvenate my pet. Thank you. Divine the purple light ball and the purple liquid spring of divine balance of soul, heart, mind, and body. Soul, mind, and body transplant, heal, and rejuvenate my pet. Thank you. Divine the purple light ball and the purple liquid spring of divine balance of soul, heart, mind, and body. Soul, mind, and body transplant, heal, and rejuvenate my pet. Thank you. Pause this audiobook now and continue to chant Divine the Purple Light Ball and the purple liquid spring of divine balance of soul, heart, mind, and body. Soul, mind, and body transplant, heal, and rejuvenate my pet. Thank you. For 10 minutes. Generally speaking, chant for 3 to 5 minutes per time, 3 to 5 times per day. If your pet has serious challenges or chronic or life-threatening conditions, chant for 1 to 2 hours a day. The longer you chant and the more you chant, the better the results your pet could receive. Now, I will lead you to offer a soul healing blessing to your pet by applying Divine Healing Hand. I strongly suggest that each time you apply the Divine Healing Hand within this audiobook, spend at least a half hour practicing, because the Divine has guided me clearly that you cannot continue to use Divine Healing Hand treasures in this audiobook more than 20 times. Therefore, apply the Divine Healing Hand within this audiobook 20 times and practice for as long as you can each time to gain the greatest benefits. After that, you will need to connect with a Divine Healing Hand soul healer or one of my worldwide representatives to receive Divine Healing Hand blessings, or to apply to receive Divine Healing Hand yourself. Apply Divine Healing Hand to heal animals. Our beloved pets and other animals can become injured or sick. Apply the four power techniques and Divine Healing Hand to offer soul healing blessings. Body power. Sit up straight, close your eyes, place the tip of your tongue gently against the roof of your mouth. If you are a Divine Healing Hand soul healer, put your hand in a soul-led era prayer position and shake your right hand a little. If you are not a Divine Healing Hand soul healer, simply put your hand in a soul-led era prayer position. Soul power. Say hello. Dear Divine Healing Hand, I love you. You have the power to heal. Name the pet and unhealthy conditions. I am extremely grateful. Please offer a soul healing blessings as appropriate. Thank you. Mind power. Visualize the Divine Healing Hand radiating golden light within the pet. Sound power. Chant silently or aloud. Divine Healing Hand, heal, name the pet and unhealthy condition. Thank you. Divine Healing Hand, heal, name the pet and unhealthy condition. Thank you. Divine Healing Hand, heal my pet. Divine Healing Hand, heal my pet. Divine Healing Hand, heal my pet. Divine Healing Hand, heal my pet unhealthy condition. Divine Healing Hand, heal my pet unhealthy condition. Divine Healing Hand, heal my pet. Thank you. 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 Divine Healing Hand, heal my pet unhealthy conditions. Thank you. Divine Healing Hand, heal my pet unhealthy conditions. Thank you. Divine Healing Hand, heal my pet unhealthy conditions. Thank you. Divine Healing Hand, heal my pet unhealthy conditions. Thank you. You can see either of them. Chant for as long as you can. The longer and the more you chant, the more benefit your pet will receive from Divine Healing Hand. I would like to emphasize that it's not proper to ask Divine Healing Hand or any permanent divine treasures to heal all animals on Mother Earth, in heaven, or in countless planets, stars, galaxies, and universes. Now, Dr. Rulin Xu, a physicist from Pohoa, Hawaii, will share her personal stories of healing her beloved dog and others.
My beloved dog, Buga, did not eat for about a week. He became weaker and weaker. He had severe constipation. I thought he would be able to overcome it himself. I gave him mineral oil and herbs. He didn't get better and continued to get worse. One morning I saw him in the woods. His spirit was very low, and it occurred to me that he was dying. I knew I needed to do something. I offered Buga a divine healing hand's blessing. I walked toward him and held him in my arms. As I was offering the divine healing hand's blessing, he looked at me, and I saw the spirit come back to him. He started to get up as I continued to offer the blessing. As the blessing continued, he started to run after some animals. I wondered if I needed to take him to the doctor, but decided not to. After a couple of days, he was completely healed and returned to eating normally. I will share another story of offering a divine healing hand's blessing to a friend. I offered her a blessing because her neck and shoulder had been out of place for over 12 years. She was in constant pain. I started to offer her divine healing hands along with my soul song while at the beach. After the blessing, she said her neck and shoulder were much better. As I was offering the divine healing hand's blessing and soul song, there were a number of dolphins that came. We started to dance by the ocean because she felt so much better. We danced the most beautiful, amazing dance that we had ever done. She said, "There was no pain at all after the divine healing hand's blessing." I will continue to offer her a few more blessings so she can be completely healed. One more story I would like to share is about my plumber, Mark. About 6 months ago, I called him to do some work at my home, and he said he could not come because he was in so much pain that he was incapacitated. A few months later, I called him again to do some work, and he said that his condition had not changed and he couldn't work. He said he would instruct me over the phone how to do the plumbing. I then thought of divine healing hands. I offered him a blessing over the phone. Amazingly, he did not experience any more pain after the divine healing hand's healing. He was so thankful. He started to do the plumbing work for me right away. People always thank me for the amazing healing that I offer to them. It is an incredible gift that the divine and Master Shah has given us. I am not doing the healing. I feel great while doing the work. It's like I'm being healed. I am always grateful to the people and to the divine as I offer the healing blessing. I feel better after offering the divine healing hand's healing blessings. I cannot thank the divine enough for this gift and for being able to serve others. I realize the power of divine healing hands deeper and deeper in my heart. I deeply appreciate that Master Shah offered divine healing hands to me so that I can serve my beloved dogs and my friends.
Healing nature. Millions of people enjoy gardening and nature. People grow fruits, trees, and vegetables. People grow flowers and keep house plants. Farmers cultivate acres of land with various crops. Many people feel a deep connection with nature and enjoy spending time outdoors, hiking, enjoying views, breathing fresh air, camping, swimming, boating, running, rock climbing, bird watching, and more. Nature is filled with trees, flowers, and other plants. Gardens, rivers, lakes, mountains, rocks, and much more. Most people understand that a human being has a body, mind, and a spirit. Spirit is soul. Everything has a soul, mind, and a body. Pets and animals have souls. Everything in nature has a soul. Many people do not understand that inanimate things such as mountains, rivers, and oceans have a soul. Countless fish, plants, insects, and other living things make their home on the land or in the water. Each of them has a soul. Soul healing can be applied to anyone and anything because everyone and everything has a soul. In ancient spiritual teaching, 万物皆有灵. One means 10,000. Wu means things. Jie means all. Yu means to have. Ling means soul. 万物皆有灵 means everything has a soul. Soul is a golden light beam. Everyone and everything in Mother Earth, heaven, and countless planets, stars, galaxies, and universes has a soul. A mountain could have thousands of trees. Every tree has a soul. Every leaf on each tree has a soul. Our body carries countless souls. Mind is consciousness. Everyone and everything has a consciousness. Body consists of energy and tiny matter. Everyone and everything has a body. Everything has a soul, mind, and body. I will now offer another set of priceless, permanent, divine treasures to you. I will then lead you to apply these treasures to heal yourself, your loved ones, and nature. Prepare. Divine order. Divine the purple light ball and the purple liquid spring of divine nourishment and the balance soul mind body transplants. Transmission. Congratulations. You are extremely blessed. Humanity is extremely blessed. Nature is extremely blessed. Now let us offer soul healing blessing to nature by applying the four power techniques and the divine purple light ball and the purple liquid spring of divine nourishment and the balance soul mind body transplant together. Body power. Sit up straight. Close your eyes. Place the tip of your tongue gently against the roof of your mouth. Put your hand in a soul light era prayer position. Soul power. Say hello. Dear soul mind body of, name the part of nature for which you are requesting a healing blessing. I love you. Dear soul mind body of divine the purple light ball and the purple liquid spring of divine nourishment and the balanced soul mind body transplant. I love you. You have the power to nourish and balance. Name the part of nature that you are requesting a healing for. Please heal and bless as appropriate. I am very grateful. Thank you. Mind power. Visualize purple light radiating in a part of nature for which you are requesting a healing blessing. Sound power. Chant silently out loud. Divine the purple light ball and the purple liquid spring of divine nourishment and balancing soul mind body transplant. Nourish and balance. Okay, put the mountain, garden, trees, what do you prefer? Divine the purple light ball and the purple liquid spring of divine nourishment and balance soul mind body transplant. Nourish and balance. Give the name. Thank you. Divine the purple light ball and the purple liquid spring of divine nourishment and balancing soul mind body transplant. Nourish and balance. Give the name. Thank you. Divine the purple light ball and the purple liquid spring of divine nourishment and balancing soul mind body transplant. Nourish and balance. Give the name. Thank you. Pause this audiobook and continue to chant divine purple light ball and purple liquid spring of divine nourishment and balance soul mind body transplant. Nourish and balance. Give the name. Thank you for 10 minutes. General speaking, chant for 3 to 5 minutes per time, 3 to 5 times per day. If there are serious challenges with nature, chant for 1 or 2 hours a day. The longer you chant and the more you chant for your request, the better the result your request could receive. It is very important to understand that it's not proper to ask divine the proper light ball and the proper liquid spring of divine nourishment and balance soul mind body transplant or any divine treasures to bless all nature in Mother Earth, heaven, and the countless planets, stars, galaxies, and universes, as well as in any area affected by natural or man-made disasters. The next story shows the power of divine healing hand, soul healing blessing to transform flowers.
My experience since having been honored with the Divine Healing Hand's Soul Healer Transmission in 2010 has been wide-ranging, from angry spider bite pustules clearing and leaving no scars, a knot on the spine dissolving, excruciating pain reduced to little or no pain, balancing emotions, and awe-inspiring cellular vibration. I feel very humbled to be able to offer this blessing from the divine. My hand vibrates as a wave of light and vibration emanates from my hand, which appears to be grander than the size of the room at times. I am in constant awe as the divine allows me to be a vehicle for healing, rejuvenation, and transformation. The multitude of souls who come to serve during a divine healing hand's blessing is phenomenal by reports of those who feel and sense and those who see. One of the highlights of my day is joining the daily Divine Healing Hands teleconference and to be able to serve globally with my Divine Healing Hands family, inspired and led by my spiritual father, Dr. and Master Jigang Sha. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Of the many stories I could share, there is one that stands out and is asking to be shared. I was honored to join Master Elaine Ward and Rick Riker in the Catskill Mountains in New York to serve on their team for the first Global Divine Healing Hands Certification Training. This training was offered worldwide in 20 cities simultaneously from March 30th to April 1st in 2012. Master Elaine and Rick had prepared beautifully the setting for the training. The altar was simple and elegant, and a vase of fresh-cut flowers had been placed in service and honor of our master and teacher at the event. The training was held in a yurt dwelling on 5 wooded acres. Though the yurt was quite comfortable and provided an amazing spiritual setting for the training, being early spring in New York, temperatures inside the yurt dipped each night as we slept comfortably in another building. The flowers suffered and appeared lifeless, drooping, and beyond recuperation the next morning. There was no time to replace them. I heard, "This is a great teaching. Offer Divine Healing Hands blessings." I thanked the flowers for their service. I asked that we be forgiven for our misunderstanding of the dangers they might encounter in the coolness of the yurt at night. I offered the blessing as appropriate, and sadly forgot this teaching as we began to busy ourselves with the day's activities. At some point, I became aware that the flowers were no longer drooping. They were restored to their former beauty and shined adoringly throughout the training. As the day came to a close, we took the flowers with us to the guest accommodations, where they could continue to serve and enjoy our newly developing Divine Healing Hands community each night. At the close of our training, on the third day, we took the flowers and left them in the big guest house at Miriam's Well for all newcomers to enjoy their high vibrational healing service. These flowers had transformed. They were wide open, faces fully beaming from serving and from having been given a second chance at life against all odds. For me, this is a metaphor for the power of Divine Healing Hands soul healing, to offer healing, rejuvenation, and transformation against all limitations of human thinking and understanding by allowing the divine to perform miracles. Thank you, Master Shah, for allowing me to be a humble servant and certified Divine Healing Hands soul healer. Frances Ann Brown, Suffolk, Virginia.
Apply Divine Healing Hand to heal nature. Now I will lead you to offer soul healing blessings to nature by applying divine healing hand. I strongly suggest that each time you apply the divine healing hand within this audiobook, spend at least a half hour practicing, because the divine has guided me clearly that you cannot continue to use divine healing hand treasures in this audiobook more than 20 times. Therefore, practice as long as you can each time you apply the divine healing hand downloaded to this audiobook in order to gain the greatest benefits. After that, you will need to connect with a divine healing hand soul healer or one of my worldwide representatives to receive divine healing hand blessings, or to apply to receive divine healing hand yourself. Apply the four power techniques. Body power. Sit up straight, close your eyes, place the tip of your tongue gently against the roof of your mouth. If you are a divine healing hand soul healer, put your hand in a soul-led era, prayer position, and shake your right hand a little. If you are not a divine healing hand soul healer, simply put your hand in a soul-led era, prayer position. Soul power. Say hello. Dear divine healing hands, I love you. You have the power to heal. Name the part of nature for which you are requesting a healing blessing. I am extremely grateful. Please offer a soul healing blessing as appropriate. Thank you. Mind power. Visualize divine healing hand radiating golden light within a part of nature for which you are requesting a healing blessing. Sound power. Chant silently or aloud. Divine healing hand heal. Give the name of the area, the nature you want to give a blessing. Thank you. Divine healing hand heal. For example, divine healing hand heal my garden. Thank you. Divine healing hand heal my fruit trees. Thank you. Divine healing hand heal my farm. Thank you. Chant for as long as you can for your request. The longer or more you chant, the more benefit your request will receive from applying divine healing hand. As before, it is very important to understand that it's not proper to ask any divine treasures, including divine healing hand, to bless all nature in Mother Earth, heaven, or countless planets, stars, galaxies, and universes, as well as in any area affected by natural or man-made disasters. Pets and animals play an important role in many people's lives, and human beings cannot survive without nature, including plants and water. Animals and nature could be deeply affected in Mother Earth's transition. Therefore, to learn how to offer soul healing for animals and nature is vital. To learn how to apply divine healing hand to offer soul healing blessings to animals and nature is extremely important also. The more you think about divine healing hand, the deeper the honor you could feel in your heart and soul. In chapter 4, we learn, practice, and experience how to apply divine healing hand to heal the spiritual body, mental body, emotional body, and the physical body of a human being. We also learn, practice, and experience how to apply divine healing hand to transform relationships, finances, intelligence, and every aspect of life in chapter 5. In chapter 6, we have learned, practiced, and experienced how to apply divine healing hand to heal animals and nature. The applications of soul healing, including divine healing hand, are vast. Everyone and everything has a soul. Everyone and everything can receive healing and a transformation from soul healing and divine healing hands. I want to express again my greatest gratitude from the bottom of my heart to the divine. Thank you, divine, for your generosity to offer your soul healing hand to chosen ones. Anyone who received divine healing hand soul mind body transplant is given the honor and the privilege forever to to apply divine healing hand anytime, anywhere, to offer soul healing blessings to humanity, animals, and nature for healing, rejuvenation, and transformation of all life. I repeat, words are not enough. Thoughts are not enough. Imagination is not enough. Comprehension is not enough. Appreciation is not enough. Gratitude is not enough. Honor is not enough. For divine healing hand, we are extremely blessed. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Chapter 7, Apply Divine Healing Hand to Open Your Spiritual Channels. Millions of people on the spiritual journey want to open their spiritual channels. They want to connect more deeply with the divine, their guides, angels, saints, Buddhas, and other high-level spiritual beings. They desire to communicate with these beings in order to gain insight and wisdom that will benefit their spiritual journey and physical life. There have been many teachings in history about how to open your spiritual channels. In my teaching, there are four major spiritual channels. They are soul language channel, direct soul communication channel, third eye channel, and direct knowing channel. I have taught thousands of people all over the world to open their spiritual channels. I have hundreds of the students who have opened their advanced spiritual channels. Why does a person need to open their spiritual channels? To open your spiritual channels serves your soul journey in a profound way. Opening your spiritual channels empowers you to communicate with the soul world, including your spiritual fathers and mothers in heaven, the divine and Tao, to receive the guidance and the wisdom you need to fulfill your soul journey. The divine is a spiritual father and a mother for all souls. Tao is the source that creates heaven, Mother Earth, and the countless planets, stars, galaxies, and universes. To open your spiritual channels also serves your physical life. The normal stages of a human's life are birth, infant, toddler, child, teenager, adult, senior, and transition to the soul world. The earlier your spiritual channels open, the better. The guidance from your spiritual fathers and mothers, the divine and Tao, can benefit every aspect of your physical life. It can guide you to the right study in school. It can guide you to choose the proper occupation. It can guide you to flourish in your business. It can guide you to find your true love and the right partner. It can guide you to educate your children and grandchildren in the right direction. You can receive guidance for every aspect of life. In one sentence, to open your spiritual channels is to help you to fulfill your soul journey and physical journey in order to benefit your health, relationships, finances, intelligence, and more, to bring success in every aspect of life. Let me share the secret, wisdom, knowledge, and the practical techniques to open your four spiritual channels by applying divine healing hands. Open your soul language channel. What is the soul language channel? By now, many of you have brought out your soul language. If not, you can always go back and listen again to Chapter 5 and repeat the practice there to bring out your soul language. The soul language channel is the path for your soul language to flow out. Opening this channel is vital to opening the other three spiritual channels. The path of soul language channel is as follows. The soul language channel starts from the Huiyin acupuncture point, which lies on the perineum between the genitals and anus. It flows straight up through the seven soul houses in the center of the body to the top of the head, and then Baihui acupuncture point. To locate the Baihui acupuncture point, imagine a line from the top of one ear, go over the head to the top of the other ear. Imagine another line from the tip of the nose goes up and over the top of the head to the nape of the neck. The Baihui acupuncture point is located where these two lines intersect. From there, it flows down in front of the center of the spinal column and back to the Huiyin acupuncture point. Why does a person need to open the soul language channel? To open the soul language channel is to bring out your soul language. Bring out your soul language has many benefits. Soul language carries your own sacred soul healing power because soul language carries a soul frequency and a vibration that can transform the frequency and the vibration of mind and the body. Soul language carries a soul love that melts all blockages and transforms all life, including health, relationships, finances, and intelligence, and brings success in every aspect of life. Soul language carries soul forgiveness that brings inner joy and inner peace to all life. Soul language carries soul compassion that boosts energy, stamina, vitality, and immunity of all life. And soul language carries soul light that heals, prevents sickness, purifies, and rejuvenates the soul, heart, mind, and body, and transforms relationships, finances, and every aspect of life. Soul language has incredible healing power. Applying soul language has created thousands of soul healing miracles. I will share one story of soul language healing that took place in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, during one of my soul healing and enlightenment retreats. Hundreds of people attended this retreat. I led the participant to speak or to bring out their soul language. I called an acupuncturist who had just brought out his soul language for the first time to the stage. I asked for a volunteer to receive a healing blessing from the acupuncturist's soul language. Many people raised their hand. I chose one woman who had suffered from slip discs and back pain for years. She also had difficulty bending her legs. The acupuncturist offered a soul healing blessing to the woman using his soul language. For body power, he extended his right arm and pointed his fingers at the woman's back. For soul power, I taught him to say the following. Dear my soul language, I love you. Please heal the back pain and other issues caused by this woman's slip discs. Thank you. That was an extremely simple and a direct way to offer soul healing through soul language. Then he chanted his soul language for approximately 5 minutes. After the healing, the woman bent completely over, touching her hand to the floor. The pain had completely disappeared. She said, "Wow, this is amazing." Soul language is the language of your soul. Soul language is every human being's own sacred soul treasure to heal themselves and others. I strongly recommend to every listener and all humanity to bring out your own soul language and to practice soul language regularly. Ask your soul language to heal your spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical bodies. I have practiced Solang for 18 years. I have taught Solang to thousands and thousands of people all over the world. There are thousands of soul healing miracles from using soul language. I would like you, every listener, and humanity to pay great attention to soul language. The soul healing power of soul language is beyond words. How do you develop your soul language? I shared some of this practice in Chapter 5. Now, I will summarize the essence of how to develop your soul language. Apply four power techniques to develop your soul language channel. Body power. Sit up straight. Close your eyes. Place the tip of your tongue gently against the roof of your mouth. Put your hand in a soul-led era prayer position. Soul power. Say hello. Dear my message center, I love you. Dear my soul language channel, I love you. Dear San San Julio Bayo Wu, I love you. You have the power to develop my soul language. Please remove so many body blockages in my soul language channel in order to bring out my soul language. I am extremely grateful. Thank you. The message center is the fist-sized energy center located in the center of the chest behind the sternum. It is also known as the heart chakra. The message center has great power and significance. It is the key center for opening and developing the four spiritual channels, which are the soul language channel, direct soul communication channel, third eye channel, and direct knowing channel, the love, forgiveness, compassion, and light center, the life transformation center, the soul enlightenment center. When a soul reaches the level of the message center, it is an enlightened soul. The key center for developing mind intelligence, heart intelligence, and soul intelligence, the healing center, and the karma center. Soul language is a powerful tool that one can apply for healing, rejuvenation, purification of soul, heart, mind, and body, prolonging life, and reaching immortality. 3396815. In Chinese, San San Jiu Liu Baiyo Wu is a divine sacred code with the following power and significance. It removes soul mind body blockages to develop soul language channel. It removes soul mind body blockages to develop the direct soul communication channel. It removes soul mind body blockages to develop the third eye channel. It removes soul mind body blockages to develop direct knowing channel. It is a sacred soul healing treasure for healing spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical bodies. It is a sacred soul healing treasure to transform the physical body to a light body. It is a sacred soul healing treasure to rejuvenate soul, heart, mind, and body. It is a sacred soul healing treasure for longevity, and it is a sacred soul healing treasure for immortality. Let us continue the practice to develop your soul language channel. Even if you have already brought out your soul language, you can always open this channel more to receive the benefits. Remember the teaching. Do not skip the practice. Mind power. Visualize golden light radiating in your message center and the soul language channel. Visualize your message center and the soul language channel opening to bring out your soul language. Sound power. Chant San San Jiu Liu Baiyo Wu as fast as you can. 339-6-8-5, 339-6-8-5, 339-6-8-5, 339-6-8-5, chant faster. Pause this audiobook now and continue to chant 339-6-8-5 as fast as you can for few minutes more. Suddenly, a special voice or sound could flow out from your mouth. That is your soul language. How do you know whether you are really speaking soul language? First, you must have trust and avoid trying to analyze your soul language. Second, you must have no expectation and no embarrassment. Everyone's soul language sounds different. Let your soul language come out, whatever it sounds like. Third, you can apply this technique. 1. The special sound or voice flows out. Stop and chant the 339-6-8-5 again as fast as you can. Your special sound or voice may come out again. Congratulations! If the special sound flows out each time you try to chant 339-6-8-5, you have confirmed that your special sound or voice is your soul language. Your soul language could sound the same for weeks or months. Your soul language could sound different each time you speak it. Again, have no expectation. Whatever happens, do not be surprised or disappointed. Apply soul language for healing and rejuvenation. I will now offer another set of priceless permanent divine treasures to every reader. Prepare. Divine order, divine the purple light ball and the purple liquid spring of divine soul language, soul mind body transplant. Transmission. Congratulations, you are extremely blessed. Humanity is extremely blessed. Now I will lead you to apply the four power techniques, soul language, and the divine purple light ball and the purple liquid spring of divine soul language, soul mind body transplant together to offer healing to the spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical bodies. Body power. Sit up straight. Close your eyes. Place the tip of your tongue gently against the roof of your mouth. Place one palm over your navel. Place the other palm over your Kundalini area. Soul power. Say hello. Dear my soul language, I love you. You have the power to heal my spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical bodies. Do a good job. Thank you. Dear divine purple light ball and purple liquid spring of divine soul language, soul mind body transplant, I love you. Please turn on to heal my spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical bodies. Thank you. Mind power. Visualize purple light radiating in your spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical bodies. Sound power. Chant silently or aloud. Divine purple light ball and purple liquid spring of divine soul language, soul mind body transplant, heal my spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical bodies. Thank you. Divine purple light ball and purple liquid spring of divine soul language, soul mind body transplant, heal my spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical bodies. Thank you. Divine the purple light ball and the purple liquid spring of divine soul language, soul mind body transplant, heal my spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical bodies. Thank you. Divine purple light ball and the purple liquid spring of divine soul language, soul mind body transplant, heal my spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical bodies. Thank you. Pause this audiobook now and continue chanting divine purple light ball and purple liquid spring of divine soul language, soul mind body transplant, heal my spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical bodies. thank you for 5 minutes. Then chant Su language for additional 5 minutes. Start by chanting San San Ju Liu Ba You, then flow out your soul language. Do it now. Generally speaking, chant for 3 to 5 minutes per time, 3 to 5 times per day. If you have serious challenges in your spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical bodies, chant 1 or 2 hours per day. The longer you chant, and the more you chant, the better the result you could receive. Apply soul language with forgiveness practice in order to self-clear bad karma. Bad karma is a soul's record of unpleasant services from all lifetimes, current and past. We accumulate bad karma by hurting, harming, taking advantages of others, stealing, cheating, and more. Karma is the root cause of success and failure in every aspect of life. This includes blockages in health, relationships, finances, business, and more. Forgiveness is the key to self-clearing bad karma. True forgiveness brings inner joy and inner peace. If you have challenges with a family member or colleague, you probably have bad karma between you. One key to forgiveness is to always check yourself for any mistakes you have made that contribute to the challenges in your relationship. If you and the other person are each aware of your own mistakes and sincerely ask for forgiveness, love, peace, and harmony could easily happen. This is important that both sides forgive each other. I forgive you, you forgive me. Bring love, peace, harmony. If both sides apply unconditional forgiveness, love, peace, and harmony could happen very quickly. This could be a great way to self-clear bad karma. Sincerely ask for forgiveness for any mistakes you have made and offer unconditional forgiveness to those who have hurt or harmed you in any way in this lifetime and in past lifetimes. Some souls we have harmed will forgive right away. Others will take time. Do a forgiveness practice daily if possible, especially if you have major blockages in any aspect of life. Heal and transform the soul first, then healing and transformation of every aspect of life will follow. This is the power of forgiveness. Let me guide you to do a forgiveness practice with the soul language to self-clear bad karma. Apply the four power techniques. Body power. Sit up straight. Close your eyes. Place the tip of your tongue gently against the roof of your mouth. Put your hand in a soul-led era prayer position. Soul power. Say hello. Dear soul mind body of, name systems, organs, or parts of the body that need healing. I love you. Dear soul mind body of, my soul language. I love you. You have the power to heal. Repeat your healing request. Do a good job. Thank you. Dear divine purple light ball and a purple liquid spring of divine forgiveness, soul mind body transplant and divine soul language, soul mind body transplants. I love you. Please turn on to clear soul mind body blockages in order to heal my. Repeat your request. Thank you. Mind power. Visualize purple light radiating in the area of your request. Sound power. Chant silently or aloud. Divine the purple light ball and the purple liquid spring of divine forgiveness, soul mind body transplant, and divine soul language, soul mind body transplant. Clear soul mind body blockages to heal. Repeat your request. Thank you. Divine purple light ball and the purple liquid spring of divine forgiveness, soul mind body transplant, and divine soul language, soul mind body transplant. Clear soul mind body blockages to heal. Give the request. Thank you. Divine the purple light ball and the purple liquid spring of divine forgiveness, soul mind body transplant, and divine soul language, soul mind body transplant. Clear soul mind body blockages to heal. Give the request. Thank you. Divine the purple light ball and the purple liquid spring of divine forgiveness, soul mind body transplant, and divine soul language, soul mind body transplant. Clear soul mind body blockages to heal. Give the request. Thank you. Pause this audiobook and continue to chant divine purple light ball and the purple liquid spring of divine forgiveness, soul mind body transplant, and divine soul language, soul mind body transplant. Clear soul mind body blockages to heal. Give the request. Thank you for 5 minutes. Then chant the soul language for additional 5 minutes. Start by chanting San San Ju Liu Ba Ye Wu, then flow out your soul language. Generally speaking, chant for 3 to 5 minutes per time, 3 to 5 times per day. If you have serious health challenges, such as a chronic or life-threatening condition, chant 1 to 2 hours a day. The longer and the more you chant, the better the result you could receive. You can add all of your practice time together for a total 2 hours a day. Apply soul language to purify your soul, heart, mind, and body in order to uplift your soul standing in heaven. Billions of people are on the spiritual journey. Every human soul has been on its journey for 100,000 or even more lifetimes. Today, many people are consciously searching for soul secret, soul wisdom, soul knowledge, and practical soul techniques to fulfill their soul journey. I am honored to share my insight about the soul journey with you. You do not need to change your belief system at all. I respect your belief system. It is a privilege to share what I have learned from the divine Tao and my spiritual fathers and mothers. What is the purpose of the soul journey? The purpose of soul journey is to uplift your soul standing in heaven. Everyone and everything has a soul. Every soul has its standing in heaven. Heaven has layers. Why does a spiritual being want to uplift his or her soul standing? The higher one's soul